The Milky Way Satellite Velocity Function is a sharp probe of small-scale structure problems, by Stacy Y. Kim et al. 20 years ago, the mismatch between the observed number of Milky Way satellite galaxies and the predicted number of cold dark matter CDM subhalos was dubbed the "missing satellites problem." Although mostly framed since in terms of satellite counts in luminosity space, the missing satellites problem was originally posed in velocity space. Importantly, the stellar velocity dispersion function encodes information about the density profile of satellites as well as their abundance. In this work, we completeness correct the MW satellite stellar velocity dispersion function down to its ultrafaint dwarfs, L is greater than or equal to 340 L sun. Our most conservative completeness correction is in good agreement with a simple CDM model in which massive, classical satellites M200 is greater than or equal to 5 times 10 to the power of 8 IMSUN have baryon-driven cores, while lower mass, ultrafaint satellites inhabit cuspy halos that are not strongly tidally stripped. Tidal destruction of satellites by the MW's disk must be minimal, otherwise the completeness corrected velocity function exceeds any plausible CDM prediction, a "too many satellites" problem. We rule out non-core collapsing self-interacting dark matter models with a constant cross-section is greater than or equal to 0.1 cm squared per gram. Constraints on warm dark matter are stronger than those based on the luminosity function due to its additional sensitivity to subhalo central densities, which suppresses number counts by up to an additional 30. This was the Milky Way Satellite Velocity Function is a sharp probe of small-scale structure problems, by Stacy Y. Kim et al.